You've had involvement in the fair for a long time. Give me some of that history.
I showed here as a child, so probably 8 or 9 years old. Used to stay in the dormitory that's been condemned for a number of years. And after college, came back here, joined the U.S. Bank in 1976, 40 years ago today, to be honest, and got involved a few years later with when Jim Edgar was governor, as helping Bud Hall, his fair manager, with getting donors or contributors for the sale of champions. So this will be my 26th year of doing the sale of champions.
And what did you show when you were a kid? Share a fair memory, be it that, a ride, maybe some food. That's my favorite personally.
I have two brothers and a sister, and initially in 4-H, none of us would want to show the same breed, so we all had to get different breeds just so we didn't show in the same class.
Staved off some fights.
So I showed shorthorn steers and heifers.
Did you win?
I did okay. There's certainly a lot better cattle out there at the time, but you win a blue ribbon, you're pretty happy with it.
So what is it about the state fair that means something to you? Why is this a valuable event and property?
You know, coming here probably from the time I was 5 or 6 years old, it's just part of my life. I mean, I've been on the advisory board of directors here under Governor Edgar and Governor Ryan. I opted off in Governor Blagojevich, Governor Quinn years, and Governor Rauner asked me to serve again, and I'm back on that advisory board. So,
fair to say that you're a Republican?
Lucky guess.
Wild one there. Over the years, how have you seen the fair change for better, or perhaps is, I guess, the need that we hear for the foundation for worse?
I think the livestock are better. They're probably better prepared for the food chain. I think you've seen the state fairgrounds deteriorate rapidly. There are roofs out here that needed to be replaced 30, if not 40 years ago. There's a lot of maintenance that has to be done, or tearing something down and rebuilding. It would be nice, like other state fairs and surrounding states, to have air-conditioned, heated facility to have year-round livestock events in, but I'm sure that's a big-ticket item, and we'll have to take a look at it as we get down the road.
Is there a top priority for you?
No, it's embarrassing when you walk by a sheep barn or a pig barn, and the roof, seriously, anybody can tell it needed replaced in the 70s. It leaks. There are raccoons that climb up and down in there, and when you've got young kids around, you don't need that kind of stuff on the fairgrounds. Not that that's part of the reason for the foundation board, but an improvement of structure will do away with their capabilities of getting in and out of buildings. But there's a lot of buildings. There's $180 million of work cited by a capital development board that needs to be done out here.
What is the reason for the foundation? Why is this something the state can't or shouldn't do itself?
I think the state could have done it if legislation would have got called, if the votes were there, but it's no different the way we're doing it by proclamation than what legislatively would have come out of the House and the Senate. It's a bunch of concerned citizens who want to make the fair a better place. I mean, if you've ever been to the Indiana State Fair or the Iowa State Fair, those fairgrounds are unbelievable. And Governor Rauner mentioned Illinois corporations giving to other state fairs. One of those is John Deere, and they've given heavily to the Iowa State Fair for a number of years.
Got to say, disclaimer here, I've only been to the Illinois State Fair, driven through the Wisconsin one, but didn't even bother to make
Wisconsin.
A stop.
It was nice, too.
I hear they're good, but I'm loyal to this one.
Iowa's very, very good.
Your Minnesota's good, too. Why, though, has the state not invested in these buildings, or shouldn't it? I mean, these are taxpayer buildings. Why don't we need to look to taxpayers to support them versus outside corporations?
I think it's just the state doesn't have the money. It's just, in a nutshell, it's the budget impasse, you know, as deep in debt as we are with pension deficits and budget deficits, yet there isn't money there for what we consider important items out here.
And then, do you have any qualms, or what wall are you going to put up as a board member, somebody who's looking to fundraise in this state with a reputation for not always ethical behavior, pay to play?
I have no concerns about that at all. This is an independent board, not tied to the Illinois governor or the legislature or government entities at all. Raymond Poe, Director Poe, has a seat on the board but has no vote. So this is a group of concerned people who are in charge and driving the vehicle right now.
Any companies that you're going to go to right away? I'm presuming John Deere, or any goals
John
in terms
Deere's
of...
John Deere's probably right at the top of the list. Caterpillar's got to be there. State Farm's got to be there. Brandt is probably there. There are companies in Champaign. There are companies in Southern Illinois. We'll make a list and we'll target them.
Is this a model that you believe needs to be adopted outside of the state fair? I mean, I know that we have a constitutional amendment that'll be on the ballot that is putting transportation funding in the lockbox because they say they haven't had their money. State fair saying we need a foundation because we don't have enough money. There's an effort to partially privatize more tollways and roadways because they haven't been funded.
Everybody's got their hand out, don't they? And there's such a need. I mean, overwhelming need statewide, top to bottom, across border to border. I think we can get it done. I'm positive that there are a lot of concerned citizens, people who have showed animals or products of some kind here at the Illinois State Fair for 50, 60 years. There was a name mentioned earlier, Gordon Rott from Bloomington's been here 71 years. Those people, similar to me, have the Illinois State Fair in their blood. It's just important to them.
Is there any deadline for the first meeting? When are you guys going to get things going? Do you hope that next year's fair will be different?
The original three board members have to appoint the other names that were announced today. That will probably happen in the next week or 10 days, and then I would guess we'll have a board meeting in September or October, and wheels will start moving at that point in time.